It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make the greater Lansing community a better place. This week, we feature Lansing's Information Technology Empowerment Center, or ITEC. ITEC's a nonprofit that offers technology training to children and adults, and here to tell us more about ITEC's work is Kathy Post. She's their K-12 program manager, and joining her is one of ITEC's students, Josh Ambrose. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Kathy, tell us about ITEC and the work that you do. What's it like?
ITEC, we often refer to ourselves as the IT Empowerment Center. We offer learning and strengthening of IT skills for both youth and adults. We do so with our youth programs in very fun and innovative ways. We have classes such as Lego Robotics, where students build a robot and they program it to do different things. We have a game design class, which students, they make their own working video game. So to go into that, there's a lot that they learn in doing that, not only the technology part of it, but there's also creativity, there's storytelling, there's teamwork. They just learn all kinds of things in that.
Is there a lot of demand for what you're offering?
We have been growing. The last summer, in our summer camps, we had 30 summer camps, and we had waiting lists. They were full, and we had waiting lists. So we're finding a real growth in our youth programs.
Do you serve more youth than adults then, or?
I believe that we do, yeah. Our adult program is called Everyday Digital, and it's not as strong on the IT side. It's for people, adults, who need very basic computer skills.
Yeah, I imagine.
And that program was started because there were so many people in our community misplaced in the job market. So, for example, we have a student, a woman who's 59 years old. She worked in manufacturing her whole life, and she lost her job. And she does not have any computer skills at all. She came to our basics class this semester. She's in our basics class, and she did not even know how to turn a computer on. So we work with these people so that they can gain skills and get gainful employment.
Okay. Josh Ambrose, you're a student at ITEC. What have you learned while you've been there?
I have learned how to use programs like Kodu and GameMaker, and we have instructors that are with us each step of the way to help us create our own world, and it's really fun. I mostly go there for entertainment, but I do learn a lot too.
How hard is it? I mean, you're characterizing it as mostly a fun experience, a great way to learn.
Yes, yeah. I do like challenge. It is very challenging. Because computers, telling them what to do is very hard. And making a game, you have to limit all the characters and the world, but you have to not go too far, too little. And it's very interesting, and it's in a class setting, so you can look over at your friend's computer and see what they're doing or ask them for help.
We're just a few feet away from here in the Comm Arts Department at Michigan State, second floor Comm Arts building, from a huge game design center. So I would think you're on the cutting edge here of something. Really, is this something you think about doing professionally, or is it just a fun sidelight for you?
I actually don't think I will choose it as a career. I've thought about it a few times, but I don't think I would like sitting behind a computer all day for work.
Okay. And you're how old, Josh?
I'm 16 years old.
And where do you attend school?
I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled. Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy, a lot of homeschooled youth in the program?
We have been working with the Lansing Homeschool Group, which is where Joshua is for. We've had three classes for them. We work through partner locations mostly. We hold our classes at places where kids are, like the YMCA and LCC and the Capital Area District Library. But we do special classes for the Lansing homeschoolers, and it's been a great experience. They have really dedicated students who come to every single class.
You've got a pilot math program that you're working on that's in two Lansing schools. Tell us about that.
Yes, that we call that our iMath program. We started just at the end of November of last year, and it's an after-school program. It meets twice a week for 1 hour after school at Luton Elementary School and at Sheridan Road Elementary School. And we're seeing great success with that. The program we use is interactive. It's a web-based program. It's fun learning. After the kids do a certain number of problems, they get to play a game within the program.
Are these kids playing catch-up, or are these kids what?
Mostly catch-up. We targeted kids who are at a 25% to 75% in math, and the school district helped us to identify the kids who would be good. At Luton School, we had spaces for 30 kids because there are 30 computers in their computer lab, and 63 kids signed up. So we had a waiting list of 33 kids at that school. And we are seeing, there's one student who has gained a whole year in math in 4 months by, I'm sure some of it he learned in his class, but he says that coming to iMath, or iTech as they call it, has been tremendous for him.
Do you offer need-based scholarships or some sort of program for parents who want to sign their child up but can't afford it?
For the iMath?
Yeah.
That is no cost to the students.
Okay.
They are students at the school. They just stay after for the extra hour, and they come to iMath, and there's no charge to their families.
Well, do you or any other group offer scholarships to your services, though?
We do through our like our summer camps, for example. The YMCA does have scholarships. If a student wants to take one of our classes, our summer camps, there are scholarships available if they can afford it.
Okay. Josh, you must have a computer at home, I
yes,
assume.
Yes, I do.
But what you do at iTech just kind of takes it to another level.
Yes.
Is that a safe way to put it?
Yes. Okay. At home, I actually have slow internet, so I can't really download like the Kodu or GameMaker game labs to help me make stuff. So I usually have to go to iTech to use their equipment.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, do you want to grow this? I mean, is there an opportunity to serve more people here?
Absolutely. We do want to grow this.
how are you going to try to do that?
Well, we would like to expand iMath. Right now, we're in the two schools that teach 4th through 6th grade. We'd like to be in all 6 of those schools in the fall. And as far as our other classes, we are fortunate. We keep finding great new partners. The Capital Area District Library is one of our newest partners, where they host our LEGO classes. So we're just looking to grow with partnerships.
Now, is the school system, is the Lansing School District, I mean, our conversations with them, are they on board?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yes. Our executive director, Kirk Riley, met with the superintendent, and from there, there were meetings with the principals and meetings with different people, and they're very much on board.
So you are you aggressively seeking partners? Is that the key? Is that the catalyst to really growing the program?
For our youth programs like the LEGO and the game design, that's a very key element. The partnerships that are strong for us are partners where there are a lot of kids there who are interested in our classes, and the partner registers them. The partner has a computer lab, and so then we come and we bring our very talented instructors and our LEGO kits in, and we work together to pull these classes off.
And finally, tell our listeners how they can become involved in the work that you do, Kathy.
We are always looking for volunteers. If anyone has interest in teaching computer classes, especially at our adult level, we have what we call upgrades. They're 2-hour free classes on things like finding a job online and setting up your LinkedIn account to help people to find jobs. We're always looking for volunteer instructors for things like that.
Sounds like a great opportunity for a volunteer instructor to actually learn an awful lot, though, too, especially around these younger guys like Josh.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful experience, our instructors always tell us.
Kathy Post is the K-12 Program Manager at the Information Technology Empowerment Center. Josh Ambrose is an iTech student. Thanks to both of you for joining us today, and good luck.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know that there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work, and Current State just doesn't know about them. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.